The Obama administration is proposing a new direction for energy policy. To that end, the Department of the Interior is holding hearings across the country about proposals for increased offshore energy development, which includes everything from more oil and natural gas drilling to wind farms. The first of four hearings was held on Monday in Atlantic City. The second was yesterday in New Orleans. Brian Baskin is an energy reporter with the Dow Jones Newswires, and he's been following the hearings. Pleased to welcome him to our show. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you give us a sense of what Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is hoping to achieve with these hearings all over the country?
He's looking to hear in person some of the different viewpoints on whether to allow offshore oil and gas exploration off the Atlantic and Pacific coasts and in the Gulf of Mexico. And as he put it, when we asked them about this on Monday, they're looking to break from what they describe as a secrecy surrounding decisions like this under the previous administration.
You wrote that in Atlantic City on Monday, opponents of offshore drilling dominated the hearing. What was the case at yesterday's hearing in New Orleans?
It was a very different scene, almost the complete opposite, I'd say. It started out with local politicians and speaking out in favor of expanding drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, and comments tended to be more in favor of drilling rather than opposed, as we saw in Atlantic City.
Well, representatives from the oil and natural gas industry have been present. Have they been effective in presenting their case?
I'd say so. I think the arguments on both sides are pretty well known here. The oil and gas industry makes the pitch that we need to reduce reliance on foreign oil, that this will bring revenue to the federal government through royalties, which are taxes on production. And they've made that case in Atlantic City and New Orleans.
So since the positions of both sides are well known, are these hearings really just for show?
I wouldn't say they're just for show, but I think both sides do appreciate the chance to say directly to the Secretary of the Interior, who is tasked with making this decision, what they think. Both sides sounded very appreciative to have that opportunity, even though they've all submitted written comments before. They've had the chance to speak with officials, but this was just a different forum to do that.
Last fall, a congressional moratorium on offshore drilling expired. Has Secretary Salazar given any indication that he wants the moratorium to put back in place or does he think that drilling is a good idea?
He's actually been pretty careful not to show how he leans in either direction as far as the moratorium. I mean, the fact that they're having these hearings indicates they haven't completely closed the door on expanding the areas where they can drill for oil and gas. But he certainly hasn't said that he supports it either.
And he got a lot of attention at Atlantic City for saying that windmills off the eastern seaboard could eventually generate enough electricity to replace nearly all the coal-fired power plants in the country.
I think he meant that more as a hypothetical. You know, if wind turbines could be set up on every spare acre of the ocean, it would be enough to replace a certain number of power plants. But I don't think he was saying that was a possibility, at least for the foreseeable future.
So right now, all of the proposals are up in the air. On the very last day of the Bush administration, the Interior Department proposed increased offshore drilling and exploration in U.S. waters. Has that just been scrapped, or has that been put on hold?
No, there is a five-year plan to lease some of these areas to energy companies to explore and develop. But that plan is what's essentially being debated today, and it will continue to be discussed until the end of a public comment session that lasts through September. And then they will make their decision after that, but it certainly hasn't been scrapped.
And that public comment period has been expanded, hasn't it, from 60 to 180 days?
Right. And I believe the industry's seen this as something of a delaying tactic. They were hoping for a decision sooner rather than later. And this probably means that we won't move forward with leasing if they decide to go in that direction till next year at the earliest.
How much say do the states, the individual states, have? Both Governor Corzine and Senator Menendez opposed drilling off the coast of New Jersey. Do you think their opposition can effectively kill the issue for their state?
Well, the congressional delegations in some of the states affected have proposed bills that would create new sort of patchwork moratoriums up and down the coast. I think it'll ultimately be up to the Obama administration whether to let this moratorium lapse or, I mean, it's on federal waters, so it really is up to them.
A recent Interior Department report said unexplored areas of the outer continental shelf could contain some 86 billion barrels of oil, 420 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, though not all of it is economically feasible to recover. What would that actually mean? How long would that make us energy independent, for example?
Well, it wouldn't make us energy independent. We'd still be importing some oil, even if we were to develop all of those resources. Right now we really don't know what's out there. Those studies are based on data that was created in the 1980s, and we obviously have much more advanced techniques to find oil and gas, so there could be more. It could turn out that there's less. And on the Atlantic coast in particular, which is what was up for discussion on Monday, they've actually found that there's a very small amount of those, is it 86 billion barrels, are actually found in the Atlantic. Most of it's in the Gulf of Mexico and off Alaska.
Mm-hmm. And even if we agreed to go everywhere, how long would it take for them to reach our markets?
It could be as much as 10 years. The Gulf of Mexico would be the easiest to develop because there's already offshore drilling fairly close to some of the areas that are closed, and so it would just be a matter in some cases of tying in to existing pipelines. So we could have natural gas within 2 years, I've had companies tell me. When we're talking about the Atlantic, you have environmental studies, they would need to do seismic tests, which basically involves bouncing sound waves essentially off the ocean floor to find out what's there. That could take as much as 2 years, and then you're talking 4 to 8 years to actually build platforms and build pipelines and bring it to shore.
So this would actually not happen until we had another president in place.
Right.
Is there much political support for increased drilling?
I'd say there is. It depends on the area that you go. Obviously, the congressional delegations in Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi are more supportive than the politicians in New Jersey, for example. But the moratorium was allowed to lapse in Congress last year, so it shows that there is at least some support.
Brian Baskin is energy reporter for Dow Jones Newswires. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.